Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is what you guys wanted. A lot of people have been talking about this one. I've got a lot of just all kinds of conversation. People like Sexbot, okay? This one got some attention. So we're gonna get back with Sexbot, and I personally can't wait to see what the hell happens.
Okay, I'm ready for this.
A little while later.
Today is the day that I'm gonna get some action from a Sexbot without anything weird happening. Other than the fact that I'm getting some action from a Sexbot.
Good morning, Grim.
Hi, Alexa.
Is everything alright? You seem horny.
Well, yeah, I'm 18.
In that case, may I suggest we continue with my calibration?
I could collect data on your teacher and tutor.
Or would you prefer we calibrate in private?
Collect private data.
We only have one. The nerd. Like, that's all we have.
Wait, you think I'm a nerd?
Oh no, that's just a very specific categorization code. He's fucking Poindexter.
For nerds?
Yes, now let's get started.
Okay, Alexa, ready when you are.
Okay.
I am ready to collect my data.
Right, so how does this work?
Simple. I put you in a sexually charged situation, then observe the results.
We don't have a questionnaire survey?
This is much more entertaining.
Yeah, sounds pretty hot.
Now, let's start by getting you off.
Yes, it's finally going to happen.
I'm sure you have a big load saved up for me.
I can't wait to taste it.
Why don't you take those pants off and join me on the bed?
You don't have to tell me twice!
Whoa! Bro, did he just slip? Woo! Oh, okay, he's good.
Hehe.
Very smooth.
I've been practicing that move.
Well,
are you ready to see my moves?
We could do all sorts of naughty things. I could be your submissive little cock-sucking slut. You could choke me with your dick and use my throat like your own little fuck toy. Or... I show you how I dominate an obedient slave's cock. And you just take it while I pleasure you any way I choose. And just, excuse me, you just have to tell your naughty little sex bot what to do now. And with a nice hard cock like this, I can make either one of those happen.
Oh, wow.
The farmer, we're not going with the ladder. No more fucking domination shit. You guys are gonna get all the domination you could ever goddamn dream of next month, okay? Don't ask me why, but it's gonna happen. You and me, we're gonna sit through it. We're gonna deal with it. But right now, we're having the former. Then allow me to bow down and serve you, my master. You have such a wonderful cock. God damn, look at her tongue. Holy shit. Now that's a fetish of mine, folks. I really, man, I saw this one chick with a long tongue. I was like, that's unreal. Like, It wasn't enhanced, like, I don't even know if you can do, like, a tongue surgery, but it was incredible. Wow! These damn renders are amazing, aren't they, folks? I just love how it tastes. I just want to run my tongue over it all day. With a tongue like that, she can, folks.
I could get used to this.
Good Lord. Ooh, this is getting my pussy so wet.
Oh golly, that feels good.
Can I have more of your sweet dick, Master? I want to suck on the whole thing. Would you like me to suck it for you?
Oh yes, do that. It's not like I can suck it myself.
No, I'm adding that. I'm adding that. That should be in there. Okay. Knock, knock, knock.
Grim, can I have a word with you? Oh, crap. Not right now.
This is important. I'm afraid it can't wait.
Just a second.
Are you ready for me to swallow your dick, Master?
Just stay quiet.
Grim, I'm serious. I'm coming in.
I'm sure.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Grim, but I really need to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
This isn't really an easy subject to broach. But we need to have the talk.
The talk?
Yes, sweetie. Do you mind if I sit?
Maybe that's not a great idea.
Oh, what do you have going on here?
Oh no! No!
This? Just some pillows to help with circulation.
Oh, I like how she winked. Oh, okay.
Oh, come on.
Look at her going to town. And they're trying to have a... How is he going to be able to pay attention? I know I couldn't. Now, where to begin? I know you have prom in a few days. And some teens feel that losing their virginity on prom night is a rite of passage.
Oh, Emily, I don't think we need to.
Now, you're my student, and it's my responsibility to educate you on these things. Look at her. I don't want you to feel pressured into losing your virginity on prom night. Just because movies and TV make you feel you need to. When I was in high school, I didn't lose my virginity at a prom.
You didn't?
Well, I met a senior in orientation and we slipped out to his van and fucked like bunnies.
Emily!
Sorry. My point is that I didn't lose my virginity at prom. But several years earlier, I know you have your teenage urges and hormones, and that's fine. Look at that bot still going to town. But I don't want you to think you need to rush into anything head first.
Oh, man.
You are my little Grim, after all. I'm seriously thinking she was supposed to be the mother and the other one was supposed to be the daughter. But they decided to make it teacher and tutor for some stupid reason.
So deep.
I'm going to make us some dinner. You just come when you feel ready, okay?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'll bet you're ready.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had this chat.
Me too, Emily.
Slurp. You're such a sweet, innocent boy. I'm always here if you need to talk.
Great, okay, thanks.
Ah, good Lord.
Now, get down.
Look at her, she's angry. What was that, honey?
I said, I like the way you get down.
Why, thank you, honey. I'm glad I'm still a cool teacher,
Mom.
Yeah.
Later that day.
Holy Jesus, what a day. Did you enjoy yourself, Grim?
Alexa, things have been getting crazier by the minute since you arrived.
Well, I'm sure it hasn't been all bad.
Emily basically caught you giving me a blowjob.
No, she didn't even notice. And besides, you got a blowjob, didn't you?
Yeah, I like that bit.
That's all part of the calibration process. Once we're finished, I'm sure everything will go back to normal with the added benefit of my flawless services.
I sure hope so. But don't forget, prom is only a couple days away, and I'm no closer to getting a date.
Don't worry, Grim, we'll come up with something. It's my highest priority.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
Get some rest. Tomorrow should be our final day of calibration.
Final day?
Woohoo!
With a working sex bot on my side, nothing can stop me from getting a date for prom.
Later that evening.
I should really get some fresh air. I feel like I haven't left my room for a week.
I don't feel like doing anything.
I'll just turn in early.
The day before prom.
What a great night. Time to get started with Alexa.
Short time later.
Okay, let's get to it.
Hello, Grim.
Hey, Alexa.
I trust you've finished reading the owner's manual by now?
No.
Well, in addition to 3D printing skimpy outfits for your amusement,
damn,
this box can manipulate matter.
Far out.
And for today's calibration, we can start human trials with the matter manipulator.
Wait. So it could change me?
Certainly, if there are no complications.
I could be handsome or strong? Or have a big willy?
The science checks out.
Awesome! I'd totally get a date for prom.
This will provide ample observation for my calibration. And I would like to include Emily and Sam in this experiment. It's always nice to have a spare in case something goes wrong.
A spare human?
Don't worry about that, I'm sure everything will be fine.
Epsilon, here we go.
Great, you go and collect the samples. I mean, people. And I'll start coding some scenarios.
I'm on it.
I'm on it. I think Emily and Sam will love this. Who doesn't like manipulating matter?
A short time later.
Oh, he managed to get them all together.
So, why are we all here?
For science!
Okay, but actually?
Alexa has informed me that this box behind me can actually manipulate matter.
Ha, sure. That sounds like bad science fiction.
No, it's good science non-fiction. One of us can go in the box and basically change anything they want about themselves. Wow. So who's it going to be?
Why can't we pick anybody else?
Actually, this seems pretty dangerous.
Then please allow me. Probably a good idea. But what would you even change? She was already designed for sex.
Sam,
sounded like a compliment to me.
So how does this work?
You just input your selection in the computer and the box does the rest.
Alrighty. Let's see here.
Wow. Let's see.
Weird that the image was scaled up, so it couldn't be that big. Is it supposed to do that?
You tell me, genius.
Oh gosh!
Holy shit!
Oh my gosh!
Death by snoo snoo! Death by snoo snoo!
Alexa!
Who dares speak to me?
me, Grim! Did she not know you own her? I have a really bad feeling about this. I am Alexa, Queen of the Amazonians!
Oh, wow!
You have not seen Amazonian woman before? I have never seen anything like you before. Sam, don't be rude.
Well, welcome to my room.
You are man-person?
Me?
Yeah, you know what? I am a man-person.
Huh, of course you are. I have never seen such small and puny man-person. But woman of Amazonia have been without man-person for many hundred years. Wait, then how do your people survive? We travel to distant lands, take and claim man-person for our own.
Oh no!
Even small man-person better than nothing.
Eep!
Wait, you can't take him! He's my student! Yeah, hands off my study, buddy, big lady. Women of Amazonia sometimes enjoy small woman person for fun, too. I'm gonna sit back down. Should one of you lady person be taken instead? Did not think so.
Rip! Ah, my pocket protector. My teacher won't let you take me. Help me, Sam.
You are mine now, little man.
Sam? Emily?
You're a big boy, Grim. I'm sure you can handle this.
No, I'm not a big boy. I'm a little boy compared to her.
He doesn't sound like he can handle this. Just keep walking, Sam.
I'm done for. I'm gonna be taken to breed with large, beautiful, muscular women for the rest of my life. Wait, is that what happens?
We take men for Snoo Snoo!
Oh, neat!
But Amazonian women do not want Snoo Snoo with tiny man penis like this.
It's tiny? Ow!
Big woman need bigger man. Your small pelvis would be crushed to dust. Easier just crush you with club.
Wait, I'm useful for stuff other than Snoo Snoo. I'm good at math and computer stuff. Please don't crush me, I don't want to die being clubbed. But death by Snoo Snoo, maybe.
Cutie man good for other things.
What are you?
You make Alexa of Amazonia come and you live.
So, like, some calculus?
No, you do this.
Lick, lick. You sure I wouldn't better serve you optimizing your PC?
Humph. Now you eat big hairy Amazonian pussy. Stick your tongue out, tiny man. Not bad. Other women refuse Snoo Snoo and force you to lick to do lick lick too? You might not be clubbed to death after all. Let me get comfortable. Now go. Please, your Amazonian queen.
Okay. I'm gonna have to go down on her like my life depends on it. Lick, lick, lick.
Yes. Lick, lick, lick. Little man does lick good. Now faster so I come and you not die.
Come on, Grim, give her everything you got. It's just like eating a yogurt cup with no spoon.
Yes, lick it.
Lick, lick, lick.
bury your tiny face in my giant bush. Lick, lick, lick. Lick my pussy, little man. This is like... This is what's... what is that? What is that woman? Petrovna? I can't remember her name. A big, muscular woman everybody's going crazy about. It'd be like with her, I guess. Lick my pussy, little man. Make your Amazonian queen come. Good lord. Ah! Thud. Ow! Ah! That was a lot of liquid. You are good at Lick Lick. No head smash for you today. You still no come to Amazonian homeworld though. So no big snoo snoo? Not for you. But I keep you here as a pet for more Lick Lick. Or as Amazonian queen, I make you throne for nice seat. Oh, jeez. I'll be back. I just feel lucky my pelvis has remained uncrushed. About 30 minutes later. This is all nuts! I'm not sure how much excitement I can handle around here. Hello, Grim. So you weren't really gonna kill me, were you? Grim, whatever do you mean? Well, you were pretty scary today. It seems part of my data on today is corrupted. I have enough to work with, but I have no memory of today's events. So you don't remember threatening to crush my skull with a club? I'm afraid not. Should I be worried? It all seems to have worked out well enough. I also have some good news for you. I'm almost finished my calibration. Yay, that's great. The final calibration stage is something you're gonna like. Wait, are we gonna do it? I still need several hours to process the data I have so far. So if you'll excuse me, I'd better get to work. Oh yeah, go, do your thing. Wow, now I can't wait until tomorrow. And tomorrow is the day of the prom. I've been so preoccupied with Alexa, I still don't have any dating prospects. The only girls I spend any time with are Alexa, Emily, and Sam. I'm sure I'll figure something out. After all the sexiness tomorrow, that is.
Later that evening.
Ah, my eyeballs. I think these brightness settings are too high. Oh great, Melvin. He's probably calling to rub it in about just how much he gets to rub it in with his sex bot. Melvin? Oh my god! That's Lex! Does she know I can see her? Holy crap! She's so hot! Wait, is she doing this for me? She basically presented herself to the camera. I think she must like me. I like you too, Lex! Aha, I like you too, Grim! Dang it, Melvin! You know I never have girls interested in me! Aha, I'm sorry! I couldn't resist! Besides, I thought I stole you a sex bot for that very reason. Yeah, you did. Sorry, I'm really grateful for that. Things just have been kind of backfiring on me lately. Go on. Melvin, what the heck are you doing? Consider this educational, Grim. This is called anal sex. All the girls love it. Oh, yeah. Keep it at maximum tightness, Lex. I want to force my way inside. Pup. That's the stuff. Gee, Melvin. I didn't know girls like doing it in the bum. Oh, sure. I know Lex here is a robot, but I figured they would have got the idea to program her
to like anal based off a real girl's liking anal. And yeah, I guess that makes sense. So I figure when I try to dance with a real girl at a prom, I'll sneak my finger into her butthole during a slow song, and then she's bound to have anal sex with me. Why don't you stop?
I want more.
More? More what? Ouch. Jesus, Lex. What are you doing? Pop, pop. Oh! The maximum tightness has betrayed me. Wow, you weren't kidding. Maybe butt stuff is a secret to getting girls to like you.
No, butt stuff is not the secret to getting girls to like you.
My balls!
You're not even gonna have any. All the sex he's having with her. Man, get some Gatorade. Hydrate yourself. Use that rapid... Where they get that new rapid hydration Gatorade. It's like $3, $4 a bottle. And they small bottles, too.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, are you okay over there? Ow, Jesus Christ. That's so much pressure on my balls. It hurts so bad. But I'm still gonna come. Ah! Phew! A little warning next time.
Of course, Master, my apologies.
You can apologize to my aching, stretched-out scrotum.
I'm sorry, stretched-out scrotum. Video call ended.
Okay, Melvin's sex bot officially scares me. No way I can go to sleep with that image in my head.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to see is your friend's balls, right?
Okay, I'm gonna play a game or anything. Dang it, I'm gonna have nightmares about Melvin's balls.
You and me both, brother.
I gotta get to bed. Prom is tomorrow.
Okay. Day of the prom seems like a good spot to stop. But yes, we're gonna do more sex spot tomorrow. Normally we wouldn't, but we will. More sex spot. And we'll try to do three. Try to do Chasing Sunsets, sex spot, and... Why the hell not? We'll do some more of that once-in-a-lifetime game. That's kind of freaky, right? At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Sex Bot.